It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, Alaska. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, I hope you've had an awesome week so far. I hope that the start of your weekend is going great. If not, hopefully this show is going to make it even better. Guys, I just want to say thank you for everybody who has been tuning into our show. Guys, we get a lot of good feedback. We have a lot of times where we run into customers or listeners who find out that we're on the radio, you know, because we offer a lot on this show. It's not just about building Alaska physically. It's talking about, you know, the mental health, talking about the things that people don't want to talk about. And so what we do here on the show is we love to educate. We love to, give out information that's going to benefit this state, right? It's not just Fairbanks. It's anybody and everybody who's tuning in this amazing state. Guys, I was just in Portland not too long ago. Actually, I was there on the weekend. And that's where I'm originally from. And, you know, going back to my old roots, it's so weird. It's so weird. And now I'm not going to get into politics because I know we'll be here all day. But Portland is not what it was 15 years ago, okay? And so I moved over here in Fairbanks in 2014, 2015, and I left Portland. When I left, it was pretty bad. But I went there recently, and yeah, they did clean up a lot, but it's not the same thing. It's sad. It really is. You know, I remember it was called Rose City because people took care of this place. And there were rose bushes everywhere. There was so much greenery. It was so clean. Now it's not the same anymore. But here's what happened when I was down there. I went to a few businesses. Okay, I went to coffee shops. I went to restaurants. I went to talk to a lot of people, a lot of business owners. And you know what's really sad? It seems like the bigger that the cities get, the worse customer service they have to offer. And it really got me to really appreciate what's going on here in Fairbanks. Okay, we're pretty small. We're growing, but we're pretty small. And what I love the most is that when I have family and friends who come visit us from the Low 48, I always get this. Man, people here are nice. The service that we're getting at restaurants and even a coffee shop, they're like, how many coffee shops do you guys need? And I told them, I was like, well, we don't have enough. We have only, you know, a few of them here in town, and they're always backed up. So we definitely need more. But they were saying that, you know, every time that they come up here, the service is just amazing. They say that everywhere they go, when they go purchase something, even at Sportsman's, when they go sit down at, you know, any of the local restaurants, they have such a good experience. Like, man, why? How is this possible that you guys, everywhere we go and every place, you guys have such awesome people working? I'm like, well, that's Fairbanks. That is Fairbanks. You know, but we wouldn't be there if the mindset wasn't right. Okay. Fairbanks wouldn't be where it's at right now. We wouldn't offer what we have to offer had it not been for the proper mindset. And so today's topic, we're going to be talking about local businesses. Guys, before you switch the channel, I'm going to just give me a few seconds and I'm going to tell you real quick. I'm going to kind of recap or not recap. I'm just going to give you a summary of what we're going to be talking about. And if you still want to, you know, stay tuned in and listen, then you'll make up your mind. But what we want to talk about is everybody and anyone that has everything to do with a local business, whether you're the owner, the employee, or someone who goes and shops. And guys, what we're going to cover today is really going to help broaden our understanding of what's happening here in Fairbanks, okay? And what you can do and how can you be a part of the growth of this amazing place, okay? So number one, guys, if you're a consumer, if you're a customer, you have no connection with any of these local businesses. Maybe you're going to eat at a local restaurant. Maybe you're going to go purchase a product or service at a local restaurant. Whether you're taking your vehicle at a local dealership or a local, you know, shop. You as a consumer need to understand that running a business is not easy. Okay. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, and this might be a little heavy, but it's because when you understand what it takes to run a business, you have a different approach. Okay. I know a lot of people here, unfortunately, that have such a short fuse that if anything was outside their comfort zone, that it will set them off. It doesn't matter if they're in a bank. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, in a drive-thru. It doesn't matter where. And that's horrible. That is horrible. You know, what we bring into these local places is what these local people, your neighbors, have to work with. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, I'm getting real passionate about this conversation because, or this topic because, you know, I work for a local company, right? We've come a long way. Guys, if you go to Google right now, go to Google and type in Gen Solar. Look at the reviews, okay? We have five-star reviews, and we've been at five-star, and we will continue to stay at five-star because of what we have to offer. And I'm going to get into that, okay? I'll get into that. But first, let's talk about the consumer. The reason why I want everybody to understand why it's important to see a business in a different way other than what you're used to is because you come in with that attitude. Now, watch this. When you come into a local restaurant, local business, of whatever, right? Mama, papa business, local. And you have a bad attitude. Is it fair for that person, whether it's a waiter, whether it's a mechanic, whether it's, you know, a specialist, whether whoever it may be, is it fair for them to have to put up with a negative attitude? Absolutely not. It's not fair. Okay? And the real businesses stand out when those people, those employees, those business owners, when they can diffuse that kind of situation and turn it around and just give that customer a positive experience, even though they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So as a consumer, guys, be very mindful. When you go to a local restaurant, the food is taking a little bit longer. Just breathe. You're going there to sit down and to eat regardless. So you understand that there's going to be a wait period. It takes a little bit longer. Work on your patience. That's a great opportunity to take advantage on how to, you know, be more patient. Another big one is, you know, when we go to restaurants, we tip, especially mama, papa businesses, local. We tip. And our rule of thumb is 10% or more. Okay? We are believers, and we believe that the Bible tells us to be very diligent in our giving. Okay? There's more than one spot in the Bible that talks about giving. But one of the biggest things that we do is we give out of our heart, okay? When we look at a mother, a single mother who is out there working every single day, knowing that she's working, okay, guys, look, this is why it's important to see things differently, right? To put things into perspective. When you're at a local restaurant and you see this lady, she's over there, she looks like she's well put together, but have a conversation with them if you can, right? I can't tell you guys how many times my wife and I sit at a table. And when our waiter comes in and we have a good, healthy conversation. Now, we understand we try to be as respectful as we possibly can because they got to make money. They're on the clock. They got to make sure that they feed people, you know, to tend to certain tables. But we have conversations with them. And you know what happens? It gives them this hope that somebody cares about them. But we don't stop there. Okay. When we look at the way that they serve us, if they do a good job, if they did an okay job, we're still going to bless them. And so we find out so many sad stories about, you know, especially single mothers, single fathers who are out there. They're working so hard, and sometimes they work so much that what they're working for is only enough to cover for a babysitter. You know how sad that is? Yet you're going over there and that person is serving you. So when you go to a local place, keep these things in mind that these people, they come from someplace. Sometimes they come from traumatic backgrounds, you know, abusive childhoods. Maybe they come from abusive relationships and they have no other choice and they're pushing. And hopefully one day something will give. So it's important, guys, when you go to a local business, consider that these people are your neighbors. That's huge. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because whether you are a consumer, an employee, or a business owner, everything that we do in those places with those people will affect our city and will affect our state. Guys, we want to grow. I know that Fairbanks, I know a lot of people in Fairbanks, if not everybody, wants this place to grow healthy and strong with good morale. And it starts with each and every single one of us. Like I said, whether you're a consumer, whether you're an employee, or you're the boss, everybody needs to do their part. So that way we don't end up like the Lower 48. I'm sorry, I got to say it. We want to remain a healthy environment. We want to remain a place where people are excited to go to, a place where our kids are going to love growing up in, and then our neighbors. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and we're talking about local businesses. Guys, we just got done talking about, you know, what it means to be a consumer and how you can contribute to building a great, you know, city. It starts with having a positive attitude. It's having the right mindset when you walk into an establishment where you understand that somebody sacrificed to open this place up, and now you are in their place. You're able to take advantage of their product or their service. Okay, if you're an employee, guys, watch this. I've worked in a lot of different places up here, okay? When I used to work at Costco, I created such a good relationship and reputation with a lot of people and a lot of business owners, actually. So when I started off at Costco, I started off as a stalker. I would stalk, you know, aisles every single morning, and then I got bumped up pretty fast. Anyways, I became a manager of one of the departments. I shot up pretty quick. I was making some pretty, you know, decent money. But the biggest thing that I enjoyed, the number one thing that I enjoyed in all of those positions is stopping and talking to people when I could and just be a part of their lives. You know, there are so many people who run in and out of the different businesses, right? And some people are stressed out. Some people are worried. Some people have, you know, mental issues. Literally, people are struggling with suicide. People are thinking that they're not good enough and they're out there just, you know, pedaling along, hopefully, you know, that something's going to give. If not, something else is going to happen. And when you're a human to another human, it helps, you know, alleviate some of that pain, because a lot of people feel alone. So why am I bringing this up? Well, when I quit Costco, I left with a really good reputation. Okay. If you guys pass by that kiosk wall, you'll see a Generac generator kiosk. When I was working for Costco, I was thinking to myself, you know, how can I grow here in Fairbanks? When I started working for Gen Solar, I was like, oh, we work with generators. And when I was in the lower 48, I went to their Costcos. I went to other local businesses. I was like, well, how can we expand? Found out that you can get a kiosk. It took a while, but because of my reputation, we're able to bring in a lot more traffic to our business. Do you know how important that is? Okay, I started to create and have so much pride in my work that it affected, in a good way, my coworkers and the consumer. And of course, it's just going to go up the food chain and the boss. You know, having a healthy environment like that where you care about locals, you care about people. It's not just there. You're not just there to make money and take advantage of people. No. You're there to give an experience where they can't get anywhere else. So as an employee, I did everything possible to make sure that I diffused problems, you know, effectively and responsibly. I made sure that I took care of all customers. Guys, even at Costco, I made some decisions that, you know, to other people, like, whoa, dude, I can't believe you're doing that. But you know what? Corporate found out. They appreciated it. Why? Because I kept customers coming back. Okay? Every single job that I've ever had, I've went above and beyond because I cared about reputation. Now that I'm working for Gen Solar, this reputation is paying off. A lot of people are seeing that we actually care about our locals. We're not here just to sell a project and wipe our hands as soon as the job is complete and we're gone and the customer's all on their own. We're here to stay. And when customers see that, they feel that, they experience that, you know what that's going to do? That's going to create a level of trust. Then they're going to start telling their friends and their family members and everybody else, and to the point where it's going to get so far out there that people are going to rush to this business. Now imagine if your employees had that morale. If your employees started thinking like that. Okay? It's very important to create an environment, a place, an atmosphere where your employees, your people, where they want to increase by creating a healthy reputation, thinking outside the box, so that people will have a place that they come back to knowing they had a great experience. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break, okay? When we get back, I'm going to talk specifically to business owners. And those who are business owners, you don't want to miss
Building this. Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, we're just finishing up on talking about why it's important to have a good reputation for a local business here in Fairbanks or in the entire state. And we're going to talk about the business owners. Okay, I want to specifically talk to business owners, but before we do, I want to wrap up for the employees, okay? Why is it important to have a good, healthy mindset going into work, okay? If your job is your only job and you're getting paid the same no matter what, do the best that you possibly can, and I'll tell you why. There are so many people out here that have such a negative mindset when it comes to work. Oh, I got to wake up early. Oh, I'm going to have to deal with this and this and this and that and that today. If you think about it, nothing changes, right? If you know that you're going to be dealing with a lot of difficult customers, what is going to benefit you from having a negative and a destructive, I think negative is destructive, mindset when you have to think about, well, okay, I'm getting up in the morning. I got to go to this place that I don't want to do this job today. I've been doing it for so long. We're doing the same thing over and over and over. If you're doing the same thing over and over again, something's got to give. Something's got to change. Okay, when I come into work every single day, I have a really good positive mindset. Why? Because I couldn't stand in the past. This was years and years ago that I've changed this. I've changed my mindset. Because when I come into work, I don't want to dread coming into work. I don't want to have to worry about how long it's going to take to get to the end of the day. I don't want to count hours. I don't want to count minutes and seconds to when I have to clock out. And it's so draining, right? You're looking for a way to pass time. You get lazy. You start missing things. You start making mistakes. And guess what? It's not only going to cost the business money. It's going to cost you probably your job. So why would you put yourself in a position where you're going to fail? So start thinking outside the box. So as an employee, think about what you could do to benefit the business. Now, I'm not asking you to go start up another business and dump that money into this business so that it can grow. I'm talking about investing in this business in a way where it's not going to cost you anything. For an example, what if you're a secretary, if you're a bookkeeper, if you are, behind a computer, look at what you have on your to-do list, all your tasks. If you're using spreadsheets, if you're, doing networking, marketing, advertising. When you're at home and you have some downtime, start investing in a business on how you can get better at what you do to become more efficient. Now, here's what's going to happen. When you have a local business, you got a mom and pop business, right? The business owners they are always looking for ways to tie up loose ends, right? They're always looking for these leaks so that they can plug these leaks and bring more money back into the business so that they can grow. How many of you guys are working for a business that do not offer bonuses? Okay. A lot of them do, and a lot of them don't. Now, here's the thing. If you think outside the box and you start becoming more efficient at what you do, you start saving the company money, you know what that's going to do? It's going to show your supervisor, your manager, or your boss that you are not only competent at your work, at what you do, but you're actually putting more money back into their pocket. So you know what's going to happen? They're going to see these things. Now, they might not say anything right away because consistency is key. And so what happens is when you start having this attitude, it creates an atmosphere, it creates a culture so that everybody around, they're going to be like, whoa, hold on, man, this guy made us or this girl made us some money. Man, that's wow. Why would she do that? Well, she cares. Well, how does she do it? Well, she sacrificed some time at home, probably just used downtime and did a little bit of research, free research, and found a way to become more efficient. Do you know how important that is? And so it really creates that environment for people to think outside the box. Now, imagine one person, if they do that, what do you think is going to happen when other people start noticing? It's going to spread. Oh, man, I wonder how much money I could save. And the boss looks and I'm like, man, this is a good team. And you know what's going to happen? That culture, that environment is going to shift the atmosphere. And when customers come in, clients, you know, partners, whoever it may be, investors, they're going to be like, man, something's shifting. We're enjoying this. You know, we're thinking about maybe, you know, switching businesses, you know, changing up the partnership or whatever, but we're noticing a change. And so now there are more ideas on how to become more efficient and put more money back in the pocket and cut, you know, costs that are just, you know, costing the money, you know, unnecessary, you know, expenses. Guys, when one person starts, it's like, you know, you got a box of matches, right? If you just light that box up and let it burn in one spot, put it on a train, let it burn. It's going to burn pretty quick. But that one match can light up an entire forest. Have the same mindset as an employee. Create that culture. You know what's going to happen? The boss is going to see these things and they're going to want to do more for the employees. I'm not talking about pizza night. Guys, I know that nobody likes to hear, oh, this quarter we made X amount of, you know, profit and therefore we want to, you know, celebrate and congratulate you guys. So here's a pizza instead of a pay raise or a bonus. Guys, business owners want to bless their employees. But if they can't do your part by helping them, it's not going to cost you. It might cost you some time. But in the end, guys, you're growing as a business. You know what's going to happen? You're going to love going to that job every day because your boss is going to start taking care of you even more. You create a healthy relationship with them. Now, guys, we're coming close to an end of our show, but I want to finish off with the business owners, okay? Don't be afraid to take care of customers. What does this mean? When you, if you're a business that offers some kind of service or product, that's everybody. Everybody who has a business is a service or a product. And let's say something happens, right? Let's say that you did some kind of warranty work. Let's say that you did an install. Maybe you know, you're a restaurant and you served, you know, X amount of people and somebody complains. I understand that businesses cannot afford to lose money, especially in slow seasons. They got bills to cover. They got payroll. They got all these expenses. I understand that. But you know what happens when you move away from, oh, sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's just, that's it. We are not offering any refunds. No, I'm sorry. We can't fix this because, you know, once we installed it, it was, you know, up to you. It's your responsibility. Do you know what happens? People start talking. You start getting horrible reviews, word spreads, and people are going to start seeing you a lot less. So I know this sounds like common sense and it should be, but where you can improve your relationship with your customers, especially when you first sell them a project or do an install or some kind of remodel, whatever it is, and the customer's not happy, there's a big difference from somebody who's nitpicking at every little thing versus someone who experiences some kind of, you know, issue where, like, let's say the system, you know, it broke in such a short amount of time. It does the world a difference. when a customer has something installed or a service and they're like, well, I just got this done. I spent so much money and it's not working. And it's only been a couple weeks or a couple months. Use wisdom, right? And be very careful on how you do this. But take care of that customer. Why is this so important? Why am I bringing this up? You guys want to grow as a local business? Do you want to spread out? Do you want more people to come in? Do you want people who look at your name or hear the name of your business and want to come in and take advantage of your product or service more and more? It starts with the reputation. And to create a healthy reputation, you got to start taking care of your customers. I can't tell you guys enough how many times I run into people, whether it's our new customers that come into our shop and says, well, we just got this system installed and we contacted the original installer. We contacted the original company and they don't want to come out. They don't want to do anything. Guys, we've sacrificed so much for our customers that have come to us with these horrible stories of what they've experienced from other companies. You know what that does? It gives people hope that there's somebody here in Fairbanks that's going to take care of them. That's the culture we want to build. And Fairbanks is growing. So if you're not growing with Fairbanks, you're going to die. Your business is going to die off. The reputation is going to die off. The amount of people that are going to be coming in, reputation is all that you got. Okay, we're going to grow and there's going to be more competition. There's going to be newer, better, stronger, faster. And if you're not staying on top of that, it's going to be a really bumpy ride. So as a business owner, take care of your employees. Take care of your customers. If you own a restaurant and someone says, well, I found food in my, hair in my food, or this thing tastes really burnt, or this, don't have a sour attitude and just be like, no, well, that's what you get. That's how it just came out. We don't have time to cook you up another one. Just take care of it. You know what's going to happen? That person is going to talk. You just had that one customer come in there, was about to have a horrible experience. You made it up for them. You know what they're going to do? They're going to tell their friends and family, well, look, yeah, I went there. We had a meal. Something happened in that meal, whether you found a hair or whatever. But guess what? It was fine because the owner came out and took care of us. They said, you know what? Don't worry about this. This is going to be on the house. You know what that's going to do? It's going to be 5-6 other people, maybe 10 other people. They're going to come into that establishment and they're going to have such an awesome experience that word is just going to spread. And every time that they hear your name on the radio, they hear it, on Spotify or any of your, networking platforms, your advertising platforms, they're going to be like, well, man, I was over there. Yes, that's a good place. So coming back and wrapping it all up, guys, local businesses, what we got to run off of is our reputation. Okay. And I'm speaking from experience. At Gen Solar, we go above and beyond for our customers. If we installed something and something happened without us knowing and it broke or something happened, maybe our installers did something wrong, we don't sit there arguing with our customers. We take care of it. Because if we're telling our customers that they're going to get quality service, they're going to get quality products, we're going to stand behind that. Yes, it will cost us temporarily out of pocket in that moment, but you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a return on investment. Just like I said, you take care of your customers, they will come back. And we've had it so many times where so many customers keep coming back because they love the atmosphere, they love the culture, they love the customer service. I work on so many generators, guys, and I always do my best to try to let our customers know, hey, I'm sorry that you experienced this, but we're here to take care of you. If you guys have any questions for any kind of backup needs, whether you own a business, whether you own just a home, a duplex, a fourplex, whatever it may be, if you're looking for any kind of backup system, batteries, solar, generators, whatever the case may be, residential, commercial, whatever your application is, guys, we even have DIY kits for greenhouses. How to have your own greenhouse to be completely off-grid where you don't have to pay GVA a single dime for your own electricity. You produce your own, just like you're producing your own vegetables, your own product, your own produce. Produce your own electricity too, guys. So give us a call, 907-290-3333. Again, that is 290-3333. Guys, if you're in town, come visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14. You cannot miss us. We're that corner building where you'll see Tesla, EcoFlow, and Generac stickers through the window. We have display models. Guys, come on in, take a look at what we got, and see what we can do for you. Thank you guys for staying tuned in, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.